It's Sunday, August 12th, and tomorrow morning I am officially launching my first book. Let's talk a little bit about that. So I've been working on this book for a long, long time, and it started when I began noticing these collaborations or brand partnerships, mostly in the world of fashion and sneakers. And then, the curse of the marketer kicked in, and I started seeing them more and more. Even simple things like the packaging of Toll House cookie dough with DiGiorno pizza dough was a brand collaboration that got me thinking, wow, this is something that should exist more. It's really powerful, and I really want to study this. So I created this Tumblr feed called Brand Collabo, and a lot of people say like brand collab and they leave out the O, but I realized that I could own the domain name brandcollabo.com and that nobody was using the hashtag brand collabo. And it sounded kind of fun, and it was really the same thing. So I said to myself, all right, I'm just going to start doing that. And if you search it on Twitter, you'll see going back to 2013, maybe 12, that I'm the first person to use it. And a few people have picked up on it, but I kind of laid claim to that. So anyway, I started then taking screenshots and photos of collaborations and adding them to this Tumblr feed. And now I've got well over 100 examples. And then at some point, I think I was talking to my coach, Mark, and he said, this could be a book. You should really turn this into a book. And I got nervous and excited. But, he challenged me, as he so often does, in a really positive way. And I thought about it for a while, and ultimately I said, yes, this is a good idea, and I do want to try and tackle by writing a book. So I found an editor who, her name is Heather Doyle Fraser. She comes from the big publishing world and has branched out on her own to coach people through writing a book. And she has a partner, Danielle Baird, who does the design for the books that they work on together. And I looked at a lot of different options and resources, but ultimately I decided to partner up with them, and we began the journey. And it started in an Excel sheet as an outline of chapter ideas and notes on what might go into those chapters. And then we moved those around and played with them. And then I wrote a whole document of questions and answers to myself about, who am I trying to reach, and what am I trying to accomplish, and what do I hope that this does for people? And I'll dig that up, and maybe on another episode in this series, I can go back and share some of those with you. It would be fun for me to read those again now that I actually have the book done. But I had lots of ups and downs during the process. There were times when I was really in the flow, and I was getting up every morning at the crack of dawn and writing for an hour or so. And there were other points where I just totally put it aside. And when I thought I might not be able to finish it, and that idea didn't really pop up too often. I was committed, and I stayed committed, but I just wasn't sure how to weave it in. And with other things happening in life, it was hard. And then, of course, as we've talked about a lot on this podcast, there was the fear and the imposter syndrome, saying to myself, who the heck am I to write a book? Does anyone give a shit? Does anyone want to hear from me on this subject? And things like this forum here and the Facebook videos that I do every week really helped just get me used to putting my thoughts out there more. And I've had little streaks where I've blogged often, or I've shared stories on Instagram on a regular basis. But I would say that there were a lot of years where I just totally stepped back from creation in the way that that this book required. And one of the first things I talk about in the book is looking back at being a kid and all of the things that I did to be creative back then. And I'm really thankful for my parents and the way they encouraged me, sending me to all sorts of different camps and classes and you name it to really indulge that creativity and curiosity. But here I am, and the book is done. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the contributors, the design of the cover, what that process was like. But today I just kind of wanted to share that, I'm excited. I'm nervous. I've got all these feelings. I wanted to document for you and for myself the night before this launch. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to share a video on Facebook that is specifically about the announcement of the book. I'm going to link to Amazon where the hardcover, paperback, and Kindle versions are all available. I'm doing a video on LinkedIn for the first time ever. I've done them for almost 2 years straight every week on Facebook, but never on LinkedIn. So that's something new. We'll see how that works and what response I get there. That's a little bit of a different world. There's definitely crossover with Facebook, but for some reason, there's some intimidation that I feel about LinkedIn and video, probably just because, like everything, I've not done one there. And as soon as I do, I won't be as nervous about it. But at the same time, I feel really good about where this book landed. I've shared it with a lot of people I trust and whose opinion I value, and they've given me really positive feedback. I also interviewed a number of people for the book, and those are featured there. So there are other voices. And at the end of the day, there was this other thread, which was a theme here in terms of personal empowerment and the idea that doing collaborations is a way to express yourself creatively. So I didn't expect at the beginning that thread of personal empowerment and creative expression was going to become a big part of the book, but it is. So there's a website, collaborationisking.com. You can Google that title, Collaboration is King, on Amazon or my name, and you'll find the book. And I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think about it. And if you're up for it, check back in on this feed. I think I'm going to kind of turn this into a little bit of the launch diaries, to steal the name that Bill Simmons and Dave Chang used for the launch of Dave's podcast, where they used the opening of his new restaurant in LA, Major Domo, as a starting point for his podcast. And they called it the pre-opening diaries. So I think I'll call this the book launch diaries. And you can come along for this little ride. As always, thanks for listening. I really appreciate your time. And I hope you get something out of this and check out the book.